You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Patrick Michael. Together with me is Dr. Yanni Hofmeyer, the Global Director of Innovation for Brand and Communications Research at Synovate. Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Could you tell us what is it that you do as the Global Director of Innovation at Synovate?
Innovation is a really important part of Synovate's strategy. And I was recruited about 2 years ago to set up what we call a brand laboratory. That is a part of Synovate whose only task is to develop better techniques for measurement in marketing research, particularly for understanding how brands work and for how communications work. So my role is to constantly stay on top of new science, new psychology, new neuropsychology and so forth, new mathematics, to see how these new tools and new learnings might help us to improve marketing research.
And what are some of the new innovations that you have brought to the market?
2 years ago, we started by relaunching brand equity measurement. It's called Brand Value Creator. And last year, we focused on communications. And there we launched something called Connections. So we filled in the brand equity part, the communications part. Next year we're going to be having a look at how you measure human motivation, how you really understand why people buy the things that they buy.
And in branding itself, how much of this innovation has actually been utilized by companies for the benefit of their brands?
It's very new. BVC, our approach to brand equity measurement has only been around for not even 2 years yet. We already have examples of successful innovation, but my brand innovation, but my primary role is to develop the tools and then to let Synovate get on with it. So they actually sell it, they help their clients to market it and so forth. And I just develop the tools.
Looking at the situation with how branding is done and how companies or organizations actually employ them, do you think they are open to new innovation or they are stuck with their old tried and trusted methods?
Well, though the word research is part of marketing research, and research implies learning and constant revision and improvement, our industry is actually really conservative. It's paradoxical. So people seem to be afraid to switch to new techniques when they find them, even when they can see that the new techniques are better than the old techniques. Many of our clients have tracking surveys that they've been doing for 10 or 15 years using certain old measures, and they're just afraid to switch from those old measures. In fact, there's a lot of reluctance to move to new ways to measure things in our industry.
When you have innovation, when you apply new research towards branding and things like that,
yes.
Do you take into account the traditional mediums that you will use for expanding that brand, or will you also try new avenues, new mediums?
Both are really, really important. Sometimes, in some circles, there's a tendency to say digital is everything. You know, the internet is everything, cell phones, new media, everything. But when you have a look at what people are actually doing, in the United States, for instance, over the last 15 years, the amount of time that the average American, including young Americans, spends watching TV hasn't changed at all. So people are still watching TV most of the time. Radio usership stays very high. Yes, there are more choices, but people still use radio. Reading even stays very high. So there's a tendency to say, well, you know, the older media are not relevant for brand communication anymore and for building great brands, and to focus just on digital. And actually, it's a bit lopsided. The old media, the traditional media, are going to stay very important for a very long time. But it is also important to have a look at the new media, digital. It's a matter of balance, you know. Because of the newness of digital and search and the web and all that, people get a bit carried away. But actually, you need to maintain a sense of balance.
And when you talk about brand equity and using market research to actually create growth for that particular brand, from what you've seen so far, you know, you've worked with many companies, and there are a lot more out there that haven't employed such kind of measures to actually grow their brand. Why do brands as communications do fall short?
I think there's one reason above everything, and that is impatience. That people don't have the brand managers and the agencies and the creatives, and especially the senior people in companies, they don't have the patience to allow communications to work. And so they keep changing their campaigns and they change their mind about the messaging and what they should be doing for the brand. And as long as you do that, you've got a recipe for confusion. Because people, you know, so for one couple of months you say you have certain advertising and you communicate certain characteristics of the brand, and then you change your mind and you communicate different characteristics. All that does is confuse people about what your brand is. So for me, I think by far the most important factor is impatience.
Okay, and how do you create and also manage and shape these brands so that they actually do deliver the full potential besides having the patience?
You have to work with, especially with the creative, the people, the strategic planners and the creatives in agencies and the brand managers. It's a three-way relationship between research, the people who develop the content, the marketing people, so the agencies and the brand managers. To a certain extent, that relationship also isn't as good as it could be. Marketing research has quite sometimes a tense relationship with agencies because we sometimes use bad measures and we criticize campaigns of theirs that actually could work quite well. But as long as you get the three working together and you've got good creative, you can find campaigns that will last. The great campaigns last for decades. The Marlboro campaign has been going for 50 years. And then just stick to it, have the patience, and you build a great brand.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Speaking of working together in the three with the creatives and the PR and the market research and the people who actually deliver the final product for the client, for the brand, one would say that market research would be the very first step a company would take when they reevaluate their brand. How does a market research company not rock the boat and get everybody, like play peacekeeper, like the United Nations said, this is what we find out and this everybody's got to get on the boat, we're not going to rock the boat for the benefit of the client. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's for the brand. The brand has to be successful.
Yeah.
How do you approach that situation?
You've asked a very good question, and it's very tricky.
Because, you know, like agencies, the creative, they all want to take ownership.
That's right.
Because the eventual success of that brand, of that campaign, everybody wants to take ownership.
Yeah. No, it's very, very tricky. I don't think in our industry, I don't think we spend enough time training our own people to be aware of the resistance they might face from clients and from the agencies and the creatives. And sometimes they face resistance from clients because even the people that we work with, the brand managers and so forth, even they don't have the power in an organization to change a strategic direction for the brand, because there'll be somebody else higher up, the marketing director or the board, the CEO and so forth, who actually have decided what the strategy has to be. So it is quite often a situation that you can see when you've done the marketing research that a change in strategy, but you just know that it's not going to happen. The best you can do is to train your own people to be aware of those and then to be as persuasive as possible. As far as agency is concerned, I think it's one of the reasons why there's quite often a tense relationship between the agency and the researchers, because the agencies, and not without good reason, they will always have their own sense of the development of a communication strategy and a brand strategy. And bad market research can do a lot of damage to that. So you're also going to find resistance there. You can't always overcome it. It's just the way it is.
How much, when we look into the value of a brand, without market research, how much are we missing the point from actually asking the right question and actually finding out where does the customer's point of view, the end user, comes into play?
Yeah. I make a distinction, you know, because we're human beings and our customers are human beings too, it is quite possible, it is not impossible, to develop a great strategy for a brand without using market research. As long as you, as a human being, you understand other people and the things that they might aspire to and the things they might need, you can develop a great strategy without using market research. And the analogy I use is the analogy of building bridges versus modern engineering. For thousands of years, human beings have known how to build bridges. They didn't need modern science, modern physics, and modern engineering to build bridges. They've known how to do it. Of course, with modern science, we've become a lot better because we understand the process better. And so market research ought to make it easier for you to hit the target more often and to get the message right more often. But you can do it without market research. It's just going to be a little bit more hit and miss.
And when you talk about applying strategies derived from the market research, working together with the creatives, everyone goes towards the segment called, you know, it's globalization. We've got to look at the brand as a global brand.
Yeah.
But, you know, through some of your literature, I found out it's more of cultural convergence rather than globalization. Could you explain a bit about that?
Yes. I think the word globalization is used more than it should be or needs to be. Of course, modern communications do mean that people are able to communicate and travel more easily than ever before. And so we do live in a global world. But there's another process that's going on over at the moment worldwide that I think is at least as important, if not more important, and that's the process of urbanization, or the movement of people to the cities, is stripping away traditional culture. You leave your rural culture behind. You don't have as much contact with your grandparents anymore. You don't have as much contact with the elders of the community anymore. And what this means is that worldwide we're getting a cultural convergence. Urban culture is very similar, no matter what city you're in, worldwide. It tends to be orientated towards the young or towards business. It tends to be more materialistic. It tends to be fashion orientated, and it's the same worldwide. And it's the city that does that. It's the ecology of the city that creates this cultural convergence.
So coming up with the proper approach needs a lot of thinking, a lot of research.
No, I think, you know, just again, I think as marketers, treat it as an opportunity. You've got an opportunity now to take your brand and to put it into an urban environment, no matter where that is. You can use the same tools, the same mechanisms, the same message.
And speaking about opportunities, of course, with the current situation, liquidity in the market, there's so much constraint. And of course, all brands, all companies want their fair share of the market. Is market research something that they should continue to look at before trying to find their market share in this kind of situation?
And I think in this situation where money is tighter and it's harder for people, there are two kinds of brand that survive or that do really well. And this is based on research. I'm not just inventing this. The first is cheap brands. So high quality, inexpensive brands do very well. So store brands tend to do very well. They increase their market share. The second is the premium brands that continue to make marketing investments. And especially important, according to longitudinal research going back to the 1970s, one of the worst things you can do is cut your advertising. Because you take your brand off air, people forget about it.
All right, with that, we'd like to thank you so much. Dr. Yanni Hofmeyer, the Global Director of Innovation for Brand and Communications Research at Synovate.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.